Welcome to the Sovereign and Empowered podcast with Tracy Goody, Practical Ascension Guide. It is my mission and purpose to help bring light-centered humans into their most powerful, focused, aligned, truest self ever. In this podcast, I share from my channel with the Akashic Records and Ascension Collective, as well as my own experiences of awakening, and also host some amazing guests that you will not want to miss. If you resonate with this, please share, leave a review, or let me know how this podcast has impacted you. Equinox transmission and celebration of the Sovereign and Empowered podcast. Welcome to this official first episode of the Sovereign and Empowered podcast. After a lengthy hiatus with the Practical Ascension podcast and some deep dive work on my end, personally and professionally, both this podcast and my business have undergone energetic upgrades that I really had to catch up to so that my message and this podcast reflected all that is now available to me. So here we are. And if you are a longtime listener, thank you so much for sticking with me. And if you are brand new to my work, welcome. In today's episode, I am sharing a transmission that came through in connection with the Ascension Collective, a group of guides that I channel and work with. I recommend that you sit back, and if you've got the space to do it, even closing your eyes as you listen to this transmission for maximum benefit. Pay attention to what jumps out for you and let your own intuition and insight lead the way forward for what this message really has that works with your life and that applies to where you are at right now. All right, so let's move into the actual transmission. So this is an Equinox transmission from the Ascension Collective. In this transmission, we remind you that you are on the precipice of great equalizing transformation and change in the collective. In this time of balance of light and dark, masculine and feminine, we intend to bring you up to speed with what has been processing in the darkness of creation. In the darkness of creation, seeds that have been sowed, intentions for great channels of light to amplify and rise through the collective, through the planet, through the geometry and energy channels of the world. You are here at this time to help ride this wave of ascension co-creation, weaving your darkness with your light, acknowledging and accepting the shadows of yourself and that of humanity, and in this recognition and integration, you do not deny the contrast of shadows and light, you simply recognize what pulls to you, what is your truth, and you surrender to this flow of self. So trying to control or contort your shadow and light into a pleasing form that is suitable and acceptable to you only drives those shadows deeper. And as the shadows move deeper, so does the light that remains trapped within. It is our message today to remind you that you are not alone on this journey of personal transformation, and in no way are you going about it the wrong way or in an inferior way to the path of others. Even if seemingly you see another on a similar path that you perceive as further ahead or more successful on their ascension journey, recognize that thought pattern, just like that, are simply learned traits of the undeveloped and wounded ego. These are old thought patterns brought about by the distorted masculine and feminine energies in collective consciousness. Allowing yourself to notice these thought patterns for what they are, old wounds attempting to come to the surface to be healed and transformed back into light, back into your truth. At this time and precipice of advanced ascension energies, it is easy to get swept away by the collective current and consciousness around war and separation energies that are really coming to the surface due to this overturning of the shadow. So it's like the current ascension energy scoops up what's on the bottom and brings it to the top so that we can all see it for the illusionary reality it is. Illusionary because life on Earth does not need to be this way for much longer. When the illusion is brought to light, it gives you a clear pathway to see what is beyond, to see the truth. It clarifies the pathway within the collective of humanity and individually so we can begin to create new possibilities, new realities of what is possible with life on this planet, new possibilities of even what reality is for humanity. All of this is to say that what is being brought to the surface for you as an individual and what is playing out in the collective is part of this pathway to light, part of the pathway back to truth. So imagine now that what is being brought up to the surface is not only debris and shadow, but there are also nuggets of gold within. And as you notice and sift through these shadow aspects, while in the energy of truth and observation, begin to recognize the nuggets of golden insight, wisdom, clarity, and truth that lie within the shadow that has come to the surface for acknowledgement and healing. Recognizing the gold within the shadow and maintaining a state of observation and truth is a lesson in mastery, as it is really easy to get swept up in that need to just transmute it all and get rid of it all. The awareness of that golden wisdom is an important aspect of integration and understanding of our path and that of the collective. This will help to see and feel the way forward with certainty, clarity, and compassion. So they've also brought through some keys to ascension energies right now. So waves of ascension energies and the shadows that they bring up are best connected with a moment basis, present moment basis. No strategy or game plan will work for everyone in every instance. There is no one master healing technique that once you have this, everything is smooth and delightful. There is only present moment and what you choose to focus on and take action on. If any given present moment you create ripples of change through your life, you are creating that change backwards and forwards in time through all realities and dimensions. Adaptability is key in these times of ascension. Nothing is permanent, and a fluid approach to your life, purpose, and mission will allow you to move with ascension energies and stay in a flowing connection without creating stagnation within yourself and in your experienced reality. Know that you, who you are in your core truth, and come back to this time and time again, especially if you are moving through turbulence. As you keep returning to your source within, strengthening and clarifying this connection, you recognize that you may be plunged beneath the waves momentarily, but you trust in your truth connection and allow the process to unfold, knowing that you are being guided deeper into your truth and source connection. Remembering the simple truth that nothing is permanent. You are not your experiences or your emotional states, even if you repeat them over and over again. You are moving through experiences and emotions, always in motion, always moving. This is where we loop back around to focus on the present moment. That is the only place of real power. And how to best utilize that power is where your intuition and discernment come into play. Know that you are capable, you are enough, you are guided, and as you let things flow, instead of sticking yourself in the stagnation of what is, you give yourself the raft that helps you to navigate the waves in a more empowered, sovereign way. So they also brought through a light language transmission. So if you're new to light language, this is not meant to be understood or translated, simply listening intuitively and absorbing the frequency. It's like a message directly into your DNA, directly into your soul self. So just breathing as this flows through. And the final message that they are bringing through today, it is our time to rise. It is our time to lead. Start by leading yourself. The time is now and you are ready. Thank you so much for listening today. If you resonate with my work, visit me at tracygoody.com and explore even more ways to deepen your experience of sovereignty, empowerment, and your truth.